Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Hey guys, I am Caleb Giddings.
I'm Jack.
You're right. You're here. We're missing Keith.
So I'm on time.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And you're on time.
You were early, as a matter of fact.
Who's
We've
not
been
on
talking
time?
Offline for like 10, 15 minutes before even starting to film. While Keith is not here. And why is Keith not here? Because he has prioritized other things over doing this. I think he's building Legos. I don't know. Which, to be fair,
Keith once again saw that he had zeroed all his optics and has decided to change it immediately.
Right. Oh man, I just bought speaking of optics and you know how much I hate rifles, I have figured out what I'm gonna do with that stock that's in my closet. I can't actually fully say. Okay, so let's just say I've got another 9mm PCC upper on the way, and I can't say where the lower or anything is coming from, but if you're interested in researching affordable firearms for personal defense, you can go to taurususa.com. And if you want to buy those guns, you can buy them at guns.com. But anyway, yeah, so I got that coming. I have a new PCC upper coming, and I'm going to put that stock on it. And then the other day I went and I bought an Aimpoint 9000L hunting scope. So it's a one power hunting scope. Oh, you guys can't see this because this won't show up on the recording, but look who decided to join us. Keith, who may or may not have functional Wi-Fi. It's the Keith show.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yes.
Keith, we're recording. We're recording.
We are live right now. So we are not live, but we are recording. So
we're not live, but we are recording.
Yes.
Look who I found.
It's
to lose it.
Alex.
I found a shooterist in the suited shooterist.
God damn it. This episode had
gotten
off to such a good start too. So I was just telling Jack that I just picked up an Aimpoint 9000L, the tube style red dot, because I need something that fits 30 millimeter mounts to go on top of my 450 Bushmaster, because a 450 Bushmaster is really realistically a 200-250 yard gun tops. And yeah, if I can't hit things at 200 yards with a red dot, then I just need to be better at shooting.
It's a 45 with a lot of ass.
I was actually looking at the terminal ballistics for that compared to 4570, and it's basically a 4570 you can shoot out of an AR.
We change this just a little bit, it'll fit and feed off an AR bolt. Here we go.
So
and they sell more 450 Bushmaster magazines in Canada.
Boy, they should sell a lot of 450
They sell
Bushmaster
so many 450 Bushmasters.
Why the hell that happened?
Crazy.
Weird, guys. It's very, very weird.
It's the T-Rex infestation. I'm really glad that they follow the capacity rules so religiously, though.
Yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't want to.
Very
painful. Exactly. You wouldn't want to break the law, especially silly Canadian laws. Like, here's the thing. Okay,
oh,
so
Canada.
Obviously we have to transit Canada occasionally, like if you're going to Alaska or something like that, but like Canada is not really a real place, right? And if Canada is not a real place, does it really count as crime when you break their laws, or is it just sort of like, oh,
is it just frowned upon?
Right.
But do I just can't functionally take a country serious that has fewer people in it than the entire state of California and a GDP that's lower than Germany. All right. Just, I'm sorry, guys.
It's like the felonies in GTA 5. It doesn't really count.
Hmm.
They just have indicators on the vehicles and that are in maple syrups per kilometer for some reason. It's not even stars. It's five maple syrups. When the fifth maple syrup is there, they send the Royal Mounties after you. It's fine. They come in, of course, in the big red coat
for a stern talking to. Yep.
Yeah, for a very stern talking to. You're... And then they ruin your surprise attack, and then they ruin Kevin Costner's surprise attack. So anyway,
Untouchables deep cut.
That's honestly, if you got that is I Untouchables, I feel like is a movie that is not as deep in the gun culture zeitgeist as I feel like it should be.
It absolutely should be. Like one, really cool guns in there.
Mm-hmm.
1917 Smiths. Actual 1911s, mm-hmm. I think a couple of 1903 Colt pockets.
Some trench guns.
Trench gun action, really good trench gun action. And really cool Tommy gun action. And also, just a time when American law enforcement would casually carry frag grenades.
Right, and do L-shaped ambushes.
I mean, like, I don't think anybody really understands how much, like, people are like, stop militarizing. We have really already cut back a lot.
Yep. Yeah.
There are pictures of a flying squad that has mounted a potato digger machine gun, a belt fed, onto a sidecar in Chicago.
Oh, there's photos from when they had Dillinger locked up, and the police, not the National Guard, the police had a sandbag barrier built up.
Oh, yeah.
With a Lewis gun on it. And I'm like... Yep. But no, the military police is out of control today.
Let's be honest.
I will say
what you like most about the Untouchables is just the fact that like it's full of slurs for Italians.
Accuracies about Italians. I'm sorry.
I honestly thought that you were going to say that it's full of like hardcore revolver porn, but you know, the second bit about Italians is also true. So but interestingly, my favorite character in it is the Italian cop who plays him.
WAP Dago 3?
No, the guy he was in Ocean's 11. Oh, we're
getting demonetized immediately.
Boy, it's a good thing that we're not.
Jack got it this week. Yay! $0.
Ocean's 11, 2001. Yeah. So, we know George Clooney was in it. Andy Garcia.
There we go.
Which the Italian guy is played by a guy whose last name is Garcia. Just saying that when you need to go find somebody to do a good job at pretending to be an Italian, you get a guy named Andres Arturo Garcia Menendez. That's your Italian guy.
That's because all the other Italians are busy being Native Americans.
It's true. It's true.
Venture off this and go with when we needed the two most American men in America, we went to the Australians for the Patriot.
We did do that with Mel Gibson.
My God, he is right.
That is very true. yeah, good point. Solid point. At least we never had like
good movie Superman. We need somebody of this heritage.
At least Superman was never played by a Canadian.
What else you got?
All right. Okay. Also,
yes, go.
Weird tidbit, and I'm just going to throw this out there. We could totally do a Prohibition Guns episode at another time. But the FBI manual for how to use the Thompson submachine gun denotes using it in semi-auto only.
Pussies.
They were like, look, don't try and burst this thing. You won't be able to.
we know our crew.
It's not happening. Interestingly, the FBI manual for shotgun use also talks about skipping rounds under cars to fuck dudes up. And I'm like, valid. That's none of that is
speaking of other things that are super outdated.
So here's what we're talking about this episode. Now I have
this
no
will be
idea
a surprise for Keith.
Yeah, I have no idea how we're gonna fit Alex into this discussion because I don't even think he has an opinion on this. But the title of this episode, for the people that I don't know, you click on it and you see the title, but
they're out there.
They're out there, I guess. But this episode is called "The M14 Sucks and You Need to Get Over It." And this is the M14 hate episode. So I have in the past confessed
instantly a happier person.
I have in the past confessed that there is one variant of the M14/M1A that I like. And it's the Springfield Armory SOCOM 16 because it looks bad as fuck. All right. And also,
that is a mean looking gun.
It looks cool. It doesn't always run that great, but it fucking looks cool. And that's awesome. And also, at no point is M14 and also at no point is any of our M14 slander supposed to be taken as a derogatory comment towards any of the events in the Battle of Mogadishu that involved an M14. That's not what we're talking about.
It involves several there.
That's not what we're fucking talking about.
I've spoken to some of the guys that used that gun there.
Did they slander it?
It was a gun for its time. And it wasn't that great, but it's what they had.
It was the gun they had. Yeah. It was the gun.
But we aren't them. This ain't 1993, motherfuckers. And we don't have a budget based on the government.
Oh, that was 30
years
ago.
We got Wi-Fi and MLOC.
Yeah, well, and look, Keith even actually has Wi-Fi this week. So couldn't be bothered to fucking show up on time, but at least your internet works wherever you are.
Well, I'm sorry that I had other things to do in the business world of businessing.
The business world. When I tell
that's
you,
that's how
I,
we know he wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah, that's
I
yeah,
wasn't doing anything.
Business world. Of I had, all right. Here is my first point of slander for the M14. My first point of slander for the M14 is that the U.S. military could have had the FAL instead. If you have been to the real Springfield Armory, not the one that makes the XDs, well, that's in Croatia, not the one that makes the 1911s in Illinois, but the actual Springfield Armory in Springfield, Massachusetts, they have on display the FAL that was submitted to the United States Army Proving, their Ordnance Board, whatever those dildos are, that was submitted to
the Ordnance Corps.
Whatever, the Ordnance dildos. They have the original FAL that was sent into these guys as the test platform for adopting the FAL for the United States military because that was the deal. The U.S. military
we promised
went out to
the rest of NATO, we would do that.
We said, hey, NATO, if you take our crappy intermediate 30 caliber cartridge because we like to beat ourselves off over 30 cal, we'll take the FAL. That will be the trade-off. And we should have done that. But then the Army did
missed opportunity.
The Army did its fucking Army shit. And we ended up with the M14, which 308 is a crappy round for a battle rifle. The M14 is the crappiest package for the 308. Of all the 308 rifles that killed people in the world, the M14 is the fucking worst one of them. That really? Is my slander piece. Keith, really? Slander the M14, please.
One of the biggest things that the Ordnance Corps, the people within the Ordnance Corps who did not want the rifles that worked, namely like the FAL, the G3, the AR-10. G3
like every great. Other rifle.
Yeah, every other battle rifle that actually fucking worked and had a more updated control scheme. The main thing that they sold this to the know-nothings in the bean counter world is it had a ton of parts commonality with the M1 Garand. So that these would be easy to build. That's not true at all. It just vaguely looks the same.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't even the same operate. It's a completely
different operating system. If you want the next rifle that has the closest operating system to what the Garand have, you have to go to Soviet Russia because it's the AK.
Well.
AK, yeah. No, I thought the SK, whatever, regardless. Good slander on the M14. Jack, slander the M14.
Slander. Right. If you wanted to take the portability of the M1 Garand and mix it with the firepower of the BAR, but you drank during the pregnancy, you would get the M14. What you end up with is a crappy magazine system. I'm going to say it. It's a crappy magazine system. Oh, a shitty safety. This safety should be taken out back and shot. And weirdly enough, they were like, but we got to have that full auto. Oh, is it controllable at all? No, guys, I am a mountain of a human being. I have fired so many full auto weapons. It's not funny. I have found all of them controllable, including a Glock 18. I can put 30 on an IDBA target at distance with a Glock 18. An M14 under full auto is a miracle and a prayer. You could sandbag it. You could brace it. It's not going to work. It's going to ride, and it's going to climb. It's going to bounce buck, and it just sucks to shoot on full auto, especially if you're trying to even remotely use the sights that way.
And yeah, good luck.
On semi-auto, it ain't much better. So we took two of the greatest battle implements ever made, and we're like, we got this thing that came out of it, and we're like, well, we did spend some money making it, so I guess you have to use it now, right? And I'm glad that Armalite came in and knocked that thing to the ground. And the only reason it has any sort of prevalence at all is Americans couldn't get over their love of the 30 cal. For some reason, saying .30 made them happy, unless they were talking about their handguns, in which case .337 is or 331, whichever it really is. But you guys made these things create this creature, and now we have to deal with it. And the only one that looks remotely acceptable to me is the Cage SOP mod DMR.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
And you know what? That thing's heavier than BAR.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. All right, Alex. Slander. Let's go.
Slander away.
So I have very limited firsthand experience with it.
Shocker. But,
well, back in like...
You're getting jumped in, baby!
Back in 08, 09, when I was working the gun counter and was basically just, you know... I inadvertently allowed myself to get paid in product instead of cash, meaning that I just left my paychecks there. I wound up acquiring a loaded M1A. And I was like, okay, well, how can I make this more badass? I was like, well, I skipped over the EBR stock.
Good choice.
But it was a consideration.
Good choice. Looks great.
Looks great. Right
there. Yeah, looks great. Does not function.
Looks cool as shit.
Front heavy as shit.
Oh, fucking sinfully.
And went with a J. Allen Enterprises. So tried to set it up as a DMR, but like there's one 600-yard line in the Houston, Texas area, and it's always full of the freaking high power boomers. So you show up with anything that's semi-automatic and you're automatically getting side eye. Plus, I realized I don't like math that much. So distance shooting is not super fun for me.
You know, what's super great about making it a DMR is that it's a 6 MOA gun.
Yeah, it's a great, great option as a DMR gun as well.
So I will say, if memory serves, and again, this was 10 years ago at this point, but
so at our age, yeah. It probably doesn't.
At 600, I was, you know, yeah, I mean, 600, yeah, probably, you know, I never really did much with it because, oh, also being the, you know, broke young idiot. the ammunition that I was shooting through it was the Milsurp ball ammo that came in almost like the green vinyl.
That is called the battle pack.
Yeah, those.
Yep. Yep.
And that ammo is about a minute of
it's like 8 MOA, 10 MOA. So yeah.
A minute of that way.
It depends on who you're buying it from, because there are a few different countries of battle pack origin. I will say South African battle pack.
So
the German stuff that I shot through a few guns was very hit and miss. You'd have some German stuff that would group well under two. In most rifles, not the 14. Then you could get a different lot and it's like, 10 on a good day. I hope the wind doesn't blow. I hope air doesn't exist here between you and
Carter. Air doesn't exist here.
So, yeah, like I said, I didn't get enough trigger time on it to really slander it. It was just big, heavy, and not nearly as much fun as it sounded on paper.
There's some slander. There you go.
Well, there you go. Perfect. I want to talk about, so now that we've fairly thoroughly slandered the M14 and the M1A, I very briefly will slander people who, I think my origins of hating it were in the early 2010s, maybe the late 2000s, where you were starting to see the nascent prepper movement online, and would talk about how their, you know, shit hit the fan, the end of the world as we know it gun would be an M14, and I'm like, you know
how many alleged Vietnam veterans came in, looked me in the eye across the gun counter and told me they yeeted an M16 into the jungle in Vietnam and went to get an M14?
What's the joke? It's like there were like 500 people in the SEALs in Vietnam, and I've met all 6,000 of them.
And I've met like 6,000 of them.
Yeah. Those guys.
Like I didn't think anything of it. And then I worked a gun counter. I'm like, everybody who comes in starts telling me how fucking cool they were back in the day and how they yeeted their M16 piece of shit into the woods. And they got a good old M14 because that was the rifle that worked. And now sitting here today, I'm like, that's not true at all.
We're doing what? Like, this is what bugs the crap out of me. What's his name? The colonel that wrote all the books that just...
Grossman?
Yeah, Grossman.
That never killed
Grossman's
anybody.
At fault for this.
Mm.
Grossman took stories from guys who were telling stories about stories about stories they heard and wrote that shit down and was like, this is what reality looks like. Grossman, if I find you in an alleyway, it's on sight. I will throw hands at your old ass. Oh. You, sir, have hurt more people than you've ever helped.
100%. This could also be a Dave Grossman slander episode.
I think they're the same thing. It's the same boomer-esque topic. If you tell me you read On Killing, you're like, oh, that's a really deep book, you need to go read some other stuff.
Yeah.
I highly recommend Tribe by Sebastian Younger. It'll give you a better explanation for some things. Two, they always love the M14 because they heard some story. Well, they fired 600 rounds per 5.56 and for one casualty because they're shooting at bushes because they were poorly trained and the equipment they had, they didn't really understand how they were using it. And I don't care if it's a 30 cal or a 5.56. If you're shooting at shadows, you're not hitting anything.
Want to know what the rounds expended to casualty rate of GWAT is? It's higher than 1 in 600, man.
This is the same slander that gets applied to the M1 carbine from the Korean War, where they're like,
a little.
Yeah. The M16, actually, that's a fair point, that the M16 and the M1 carbine, not M1 Garand, but the M16 and the M1 carbine got the same sort of unfair slander about how the bullets would, you know, pass right through people and, you know, propose an alternate theory.
Jackets.
You missed, like, a lot.
You missed all of them.
Yeah, most of them.
And there's nothing wrong with missing if you fundamentally can process, I just missed. I need to make the correction.
Or if you yell suppressive fire.
I think suppressive fire is a totally different thing. The amount of ammunition expended to regain the
fire extinguisher.
You know, like to regain the initiative and stuff like that, that doesn't count towards this.
Yeah. Like suppressive fire pinning someone in place, that's a proper use of ammunition still. You're not hitting anybody with it, but you're using the ammo properly to control the space you're fighting in. That's okay too. We're not talking about that.
So I want to backtrack to something else though. So I do want to keep slandering Dave Grossman, because the other thing that drives me nuts that he's so super fucking wrong about is he's one of those like, but the violent video games are changing the generation and making them more prone to do the murders.
Not true.
No.
I was ripping the spines out of people in Mortal Kombat in 1996 in a freaking video game arcade, and I am no more, and I'm probably way less prone to do unjustified violence towards somebody than someone who hasn't had the life that I've had. Is Mortal Kombat has had zero effect whatsoever on my overall psyche compared to some of the other shit that I've done.
So
fucking Dave Grossman and his violent video game, that the video games one just torques me up, because I see it repeated by people who are decent, well-meaning people who have also never hurt a fly in their lives. And they know that there's something about violence that's upsetting. And then they see the kids playing the Halos or fucking whatever they're complaining about these days. And they're like, oh, well, that's clearly desensitizing them toward. Yeah. Fortnite is not desensitizing anyone towards violence. Maybe racism, but that's a different story.
Never put on community chat. They just turn that off. You don't need to talk to these people. Nope. They're not for you.
This is what I try and explain to people, because, you know, I grew up in like Wonderbread, D.C. at a prep school where it was very much the we use our words, not our hands type crap. And when I'm talking to people from those camps, I'm like, look, violence is a lot like orthopedic surgery. Even when it's done properly and for the right reasons, to the layman, it's all pretty gruesome and brutal. But that doesn't mean that it's unnecessary or being applied inappropriately. So you gotta figure out, you know, where the line is.
Violence is like orthopedic surgery. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't mean to go on a Dave Grossman rant, because honestly, we should devote a 3-hour-long episode to breaking down On Killing and where it's wrong.
What you do is you start on page one.
Yeah,
and then you go to the end, wrong, going. Everything in between.
Everything that Dave Grossman has taught us is fundamentally untrue, and he got paid to do it, and he still gets paid to talk about it. And how he makes people feel is terrible.
Yeah. You know what? That is a landmine that we're actually not going to step on in this episode, because I want to go back to something, and we're now going to make fun of Alex, because Alex committed one of the classic gun industry blunders, which is letting yourself get paid in product instead of money, you dumb idiot.
Who would ever do that?
No.
You misunderstand. I was simply young, fresh out of college, working at a gun shop with no bills or responsibilities, and I was just getting high on my own supply.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, one of the classic
blunders.
What
if I left this here?
You happened to make that blunder in a place where it didn't hurt you to make it. However, everyone else on this call has made that blunder at some point in our careers as well. And in some cases, got really good at flipping guns in parking lots and rideshare lots in Washington State, which was perfectly legal at the time. I don't know for Washington laws now if that's like a felony
or
what.
Not okay.
I like a good QT parking lot, because there's a lot of cameras.
Well lit.
Set the deal up right, you always got a good clean backstop.
Yeah. QT parking lots are pretty well lit. Did you know? Here's a random factoid. QT has, and I'm not kidding you, they have armed security guys that they pay $35 an hour and require them to get the state level certifications for use of force, firearms, tasers, all this other shit. I'm like, QT's not fucking playing. Who?
QT cares about its people. And being a gas station attendant, especially at late night, is a very dangerous job. Mm-hmm. Years ago, I was working for Philip Morris doing promotions. And they would send me I was, everybody else on the staff that did promotions went out to clubs and bars and had a great time. And they were all like model level beautiful. So when I got brought on, I was like, they paid me stupid money. It was like $38 an hour to go out and do this job. And you could clock whatever hours you wanted. I was like, why'd you guys offer me this job? Like, I don't look like
anything. Go to gas stations.
They're like, we need you to go to the bad ones. I'm like, oh, now I get it.
Did your business card just say Brute Squad cigarette sales?
I ended up at this one place, and at 6:30, the two guys behind the counter, we'd been talking for a couple hours. I had a couple more hours there. They were like, hey, pardon us, we got to close the gating system here. They were pulling down big sheets of bulletproof glass. I put my hand up. I was like, mm-mm, we're in this together. If they come in here, it's us, not me and some assholes in a box, okay? Like, you don't want me to flip sides on this. And like, they're like,
I'll rob this store with those guys.
Yeah, and very quickly be like, put the money in the bag. Yeah, do it. I'll be an accessory. I'm not going to be a victim.
Another time Jack accidentally robbed somebody.
He's very quickly.
Uh-huh. Oh, speaking of doing good.
Just act like I'm on your team. It was an inside job the whole time. Let's go.
And speaking of gun deals in parking lots, I did one in a Starbucks parking lot in Atlanta a couple of weeks ago. And while I was waiting for the other party to get there, I watch another gun deal go down in the parking lot. And I'm like, how rude.
It's like that Spider-Man meme where there's the three Spider-Mans all playing at each other. You're like, who's here selling guns in this parking lot?
What are we doing? I'll give you 100 more right now.
Oh, man. You know, that is one thing I miss about
roll up into the Bucks and snipe a gun deal. Be like, I'll beat it by $100.
Simon Seed. I don't even know what you're buying. I'm in.
Great choice of words. Snipe a gun deal. Fantastic. All right, guys. Well, I think that's fucking it for this episode. We have had a welcome Alex. He may be showing up on more episodes. He may not. We'll see about that. But please submit your M14 hate comments in the comment section. Also, if you have Dave Grossman hate comments, please submit those in the comment section as well. And we might make those the subject of a further episode.
If you're insulted by anything that we said personally, you feel like that hurt you, go ahead and get your AARP card and schedule a colonoscopy.
Yeah, because it's time. It's time. You need to have your prostate checked too. Definitely good news. They can check your prostate with a blood sample now. They don't have to give you the old.
They don't have to, but you should ask for it. You're gonna pay enough.
You know, you
deserve it.
Yeah, take a 20 with you for the doctor. Anyway, guys, thank you for liking.
Why that 20? How does this get in there?
Thank you for.
Here's my watch.
Thanks everyone for liking, sharing, subscribing. Make sure that if you're watching on YouTube, you go ahead and subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so that you get notifications when new episodes drop. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, make sure that you go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. Helps actually. The 5-star review, this everybody says do this, do that for the algorithm. 5-star reviews actually do help boost the content in the algorithm. So that is it for this
week. And it makes me personally love you.
No one has ever not enjoyed external validation. That's all I'm going to say about 5-star reviews. They feel good. Bye, guys.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.